This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Gibbons has an update for us, Allie.
Bro,
about
what?
The whole him versus the Bucks
what?
Versus Cameo versus Pat Connaughton.
What?
The whole thing. Please explain,
My
Gibbons.
My head's going to explode.
Okay. I know.
Quick Gibbons, recap.
Go ahead.
Yes, recap.
The Cameo app is where you can buy a celebrity shout out. So you give money to a celebrity sends your friend a recorded message.
Yeah, like a video message.
Yes.
So from Gary Busey going, happy birthday. I'm Gary Busey.
So yes. When I moved in with Riggs for a week, I wanted to send Riggs a cameo from Pat Connaughton from the Bucks as a thank you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The time to fulfill the Cameo expired, so Cameo was supposed to give me my money back.
Yeah.
Cameo did not give me my money back. I reached out to Cameo. Cameo says it's an issue with your bank. I go to my bank. My bank says it's an issue with Cameo.
Somebody was like, even after we did this, what's Cameo? I'm like, oh my God, it's an app. Just go look at it. It's an app where you can buy celebrities saying happy birthday and stuff.
And
that's all.
And I don't know about you guys, but I don't endorse Cameo because it sounds like they're trying to screw you over somehow, some way. So.
Oh, just you
Hell
wait,
no.
dude.
I've never even downloaded it, on it. I know nothing about it other than Pat Connaughton did a video. It became a scandal because he didn't really know what the script said.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then XYZ.
Until you prove otherwise, I'm not a fan of Cameo. Go ahead.
So I tried to file a fraud charge, and I was told by listeners and by people in the listening area that I should have just filed a dispute against the charge, right?
Yeah.
I go to Wells Fargo Bank, what's today, Wednesday? On Monday.
Yeah.
I went, hey, I filed a fraud charge. I need to file a...
Yeah, they're like, it's not fraud, it's just a dispute.
Yes.
They go to pull up the information on the transaction. Mind you, when I went the last time, they had all the transaction stuff there. They could tell that it was taken out on
what, the exact
January
or whatever, yeah.
They pull up the information... And there's no information. They
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. They don't
I don't know what that means.
They don't see that I purchased something from Cameo. They don't see that Cameo returned anything to my account.
Do they see that you bought it?
No, there's no transaction there. Where a week ago, there was a transaction.
So is there $75 more in your account?
No. And this is where I'm full-blown freaking out.
So you know for sure the money was taken out. It wasn't a hold on your account or anything like that. Because sometimes they would do a hold on something, and once it goes through... Then they process the payment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if Pat Connaughton doesn't and he miffs on you, then there's just the charge drops off and nobody's charged anything.
That's what it was supposed to be.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because I changed my bank card in the middle of this and the money is just in limbo somewhere, but Cameo...
No, you should... No. That doesn't make any sense.
And I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
The bank should have explained this because if you can go in and you can do it online, anyone, and look at... The money and the amount and the balance, right?
You can see your entire transaction history.
That's my
online.
Thing. Like, if
All
you,
of it.
There's no Gibbons. What you're saying doesn't make any sense in my mind because if you go into your bank account, I know I'm saying you're the dummy. I don't understand here because you're looking at the numbers, you're watching the balance, so you should have found somewhere. That it was put back in and then you spend it, or no?
When
it doesn't make any sense to me.
I know when money goes in and out of my account because when it goes in, it's green. When it comes out, it's red.
Well, if
I don't
they
know
just
what,
took it off the
works.
Bank account, I get it.
Yeah.
But then he's so broke, he should have known, seen $75 come in. So I'm like, where did you not do the math right that you... I don't understand.
I knew for a fact when I booked the Cameo, there was $625 in my account. There was $550 remaining after because the money was immediately taken
I'm
out.
I'm talking about now.
I know. And it's
you can't just look and see like the balance change whether...
I have the app.
That would make the bank go, there's the $75 missing right here. We see it in the balance. Like what you're saying doesn't make sense to me.
You're telling me. And I go on my Wells Fargo app and I look up Cameo and there's nothing there. I don't know.
There's just money missing somewhere.
Yes.
And you know for a fact that it is.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Riggs? How does he look at the balance and like... How does he look at every trade? I don't understand how Gibbons doesn't.
Because I've had the number minus 75.
The bank should go, oh my God, you're right. The balance is off by $75. That's my point.
Yeah.
And if the balance isn't off by $75, you spent the money and it went back in there is my point.
Somewhere the money got spent and you just lost track of it. It has been a month.
It's been like a month and a half. But...
Unless you've been meticulously following and checking every single minute of every single day for that $75.
Even if you weren't. You should be able to look back and see it in the balance and how it came in or out.
I've only searched for the Cameo.
Thank God you weren't an accountant.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Riggs may have to sit down and have a financial meeting with you.
Let's talk about money, Gibbons.
To explain what I'm talking about.
I am still at a loss. 100%.
You shouldn't be, though. That's what's so strange.
By the way, do you remember comparing credit scores when we were drunk, by the way?
I do. And he made me feel so terrible about myself.
Do you even have one?
Yes, I do. Oh. Shut up.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.